Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, join John Carpenter for A Journey with Mary, an in-depth look at some of the many places Our Lady has been throughout the world since 40 A.D. Came from the Catholic Defender Radio Network. That's Journey with Mary, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Sunday nights on the Catholic Defender Radio Network. If you haven't been to Mass in a while, have you wondered what you've been missing?
That's the power of love.
The creator of the universe, becoming the bread of life, just for you.
The power of love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change the heart to a little white dove. Born with a feeling, that's the power of love. Don't take money, don't take fame. Don't need no credit card, rise in trade. Copper and diamonds, stronger than steel. You won't feel nothing till you feel. Just feel the power, just feel the power of love.
Why not start attending Mass again and see for yourself what you've been missing? You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Holy Name of Jesus, preparing for December 25th. Are you ready? And today is December 8th, 2022. The Feast of the Immaculate Conception, the Holy Day of Obligation, begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give you my all through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever soul she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. O good Jesus, according to your great mercy, have mercy on me. O most merciful Jesus, by your precious blood, which you did will to shed for sinners, I beseech you to wash away all my iniquities and to look graciously upon me, a poor and unworthy sinner, as I call upon your holy name. Therefore, O Jesus, do save me for your holy name's sake. O God, who did appoint your only begotten Son to be the Savior of mankind and did command his name to be called Jesus. Mercifully grant that we may enjoy the vision of him in heaven, whose holy name we venerate on earth. Through the same Christ our Lord, amen. And blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. And today, the Immaculate Conception. And the gospel message today for Mass. Go to Mass. Please go to Mass. It's a holy day. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb, bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end. But Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I have no relations with a man? And the angel said to her in reply, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God. Mary said, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. The gospel of the Lord. Glory to you, O Lord. And his word, it soothes the soul. And God bless you all out there as we continue on today. The Immaculate Conception. The Immaculate Conception points to the defeat of the powers of darkness. Saint Teresa of Avila, 1515 to 1582, encouraged Christians in her day, instructing us, when the devil wants to remind us of our past, that we can remind him of his future. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41 states, Then he, Jesus, will say to those at his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's one appointment I personally want to avoid. That is why I so closely want to be identified with Jesus Christ and his and our mother. That is a great sign of providence. Deeper Truth member, the late Judy Alciator, shared the following story of the Rosary on our Deeper Truth radio show, Pearl Harbor, December 7th. And the Holy Eucharist, aired December 7th, 2016. The focus of the show was about the courage of Father Schmidt, who selflessly gave his life in saving others. Making a spiritual communion each day during the, you know, to pray the rosary each day. Daily Mass is available. You can watch it on EWTN or go to Mass at your local parish. And so the spiritual communion, my Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most blessed sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul, since I cannot now receive you sacramentally. Come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. O Immaculate Virgin Mary, preserved from the slightest stain of sin, and enriched with all the treasures of divine grace, I thank you for the many blessings I have received through your most powerful intercession. You know my needs, my trials, my sufferings. Mother of Mercy, I beseech you to hear my prayer and to obtain for me from your divine Son the favors I seek. I pray for my healing. I pray for my wife Gigi's healing. I pray for our family members, Nathan, Joshua, Jason, Petra, or Chip and Matt, and all our grandkids, all our grandchildren. I pray for America. I pray for the strengthening of the family, the traditional family, true marriage. I pray for America. I pray for our soldiers deployed throughout the world. Pray for our America at a time such as this. I pray for those who are in this season of joy, Advent, and getting ready for Christmas. I pray for those who are addicted with addictions into drugs and living in mortal sin, who are contemplating suicide, abortion. I pray for those, Lord. I pray that they find you in this time before it's too late for them. I pray for them. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. And so, the rosary stops a serial killer in 1978 at 3 o'clock a.m. on January 15th. Bundy entered the Chi Omega sorority house at Florida State University and murdered two girls before heading off to search for more victims. When he entered a third girl's room with a bat for a weapon, he saw a rosary clutched in her hand, dropped the bat, and fled. Later, the girl told authorities that before she left for college, she had promised her grandmother that she would pray the rosary every night for protection, even if she fell asleep in the process. This is what she had done that night, and that she was still holding the rosary when the murderer entered the room. Bundy later confessed to over 30 murders. And Father Joseph M. Esper says in his book, With Mary to Jesus, ironically, when Ted Bundy was on death row awaiting execution for his crimes, he asked Monsignor Kerr to serve as a spiritual counselor And the priest took the opportunity to ask about that terrible night. Bundy explained that when he entered the girl's room, he had fully intended on murdering her. Some mysterious power was preventing him. Father Asper adds, and not only does it, the rosary, aid our own spiritual growth, it also undermines the kingdom of Satan. The famous Vatican exorcist Father Gabriel Amorth testified, one day a colleague of mine heard the devil say during an exorcism, "Every Hail Mary is like a blow on my head. If Christians knew how powerful the rosary was, it would be my end." Pray the rosary daily for protection and to defeat the forces of Satan. The battle between the woman, the Virgin Mary, can be found in the 12th chapter of Revelation. Verse 17 tells it all. Then the dragon was angry with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and bear testimony to Jesus. And he stood on the sand of the sea. It was 27 January 2007 while serving in Iraq. I had been out with the scouts as we went to a number of villages looking for weapons. That had been a long day that was very beneficial to us, as we were able to find weapons and get some key information. Once we returned back to base, I was able to take off and go to a scheduled class I was prepared to give. The following is what I wrote on the Defenders of the Catholic Faith message board. Beginning this morning, I was outside the wire on mission and didn't get back until about after 1800 hours. I was in full battle rattle when I got to my room and grabbed my computer and speaker system and made my way to the division chapel, which was about a mile away. I had to go by foot. I got there to find Father was there with the RCIA class, which was real glad I was able to get there. Even though I was 45 minutes late, everyone stayed the whole time to watch the DVD on Mary. That was so cool. A non-denominational preacher happened to be in another room, became interested in the subject matter. So after I dismissed the class, we talked for another hour. It was a good night of RCIA action. As I walked back to my unit, it was nighttime, very dark. I heard the explosions in the distance, the gunfire. I reflected on some of the questions I covered at this evening's class. I have soldiers who were raised as Mormons, Church of Christ, Lutherans, Anglicans, Seventh-day Adventists, Baptists, non-denominational, Pentecostals, former Catholics, and non-believers. They had various opinions based from what they were raised, so their questions were very interesting as they were all sharing their journey to the Catholic faith. In one way, it reminded me of the first Christians who were baptized that first day, Acts chapter 2, verse 41. St. Luke writes, those who accept St. Peter's message were baptized, and about 3,000 persons were added that day. I thought it was cool that we were continuing the work that Christ commissioned the church to do. The teaching on Mary was tonight's main discussion, and the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception was a main issue. What a great reflection of the love of God, and I continued to my walk along my journey back to my room. I thought of Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel. I thought about that for a while. Certainly God knew who this woman was when he told Satan this forwarding prophecy. as I thought about this text, this woman cannot be Eve, as I've heard some think, because her offspring did not conquer the serpent. It was Jesus who conquered sin and death. St. Paul, he wrote, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor death, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans 8:38. I felt that the Virgin Mary was the only one who could be the woman of Genesis 3:15. St. John really presents a chapter in Revelation based on Genesis 3:15. Revelation 12 represents the woman, the serpent, the dragon, and the offspring, the child Jesus. This is the belief of the early church fathers and the constant teaching of the Catholic Church. Resting in this truth, my heart just came alive. I continue to reflect on the Immaculate Conception, remembering that Gabriel was sent to tell Mary that she was this woman. This is very important. Compare the appearance of Gabriel to the Virgin Mary with when the angel appeared to St. John, Revelation chapter 22, verse 8. St. John writes, "It is I, John, who heard and saw these things. When I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said to me, 'Don't. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brothers, the prophets, and those who keep the message of this book. Worship God.'" I thought about how St. John was with Jesus for 3 years, learning and hearing the Lord's teaching firsthand. He was one of the 12, yet he lost himself with the appearance of the angel. Compare this with Mary's response to Gabriel, an archangel. The angel first greets Mary with, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," Luke chapter 1:28. I recall the original Greek, kakertomene, means having been or have already been graced with. Mary is full of grace, a past perfect participle. This grace given to Mary is at once permanent and of a unique kind. Kakertomene is a perfect passive participle of kerato, meaning to fill or endow with grace. Since this term is in the perfect tense, it indicates that Mary was graced in the past, but with continuing effects in the present. So the grace Mary enjoyed was not a result of the angel's visit. In fact, Catholics hold it extended over the whole of her life, from conception onward. She was in a state of sanctifying grace from the first moment of her existence. When discussing the Immaculate Conception, an implicit reference may be found in the angel's greeting to Mary. The angel Gabriel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you," Luke 1:28. The phrase "full of grace" is a translation of the Greek word kakertomene. It therefore expresses a characteristic quality of Mary. Because God knew who the woman of Genesis 3:15 would be at the appointed time, God prepares the Virgin Mary from her very beginning to be the mother of Jesus. This does not mean that she didn't need Jesus. She absolutely did. It is when she was free of original sin. It is a singular grace by God to the Virgin Mary that benefits all mankind. She was protected, by God from the devil, from the moment of her conception. St. John writes, "When the dragon saw that it had been thrown to the earth, it pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child, Jesus. But the woman was given the two wings of the great eagle so that she could fly to her place in the desert, where far from the serpent she was taken care of for a year, 2 years, and a half a year. The serpent, however, spewed a torrent of water out of his mouth after the woman to sweep her away with the current. But the earth helped the woman and opened its mouth and swallowed the flood, that the devil became angry with the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus. Revelation chapter 12, 13 to 17. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states that she was redeemed in a more exalted fashion by reason of the merits of her son. The Catechism of the Catholic Church 492. She has more reason to call God her Savior than we do, because he saved her in an even more glorious manner. What about Romans 3:23, all have sinned? Have all people committed actual sins? Well, consider a child below the age of reason. By definition, he can't sin. Sinning requires the ability to reason and the ability to intend to sin. Paul's comment seems to have one of two meanings. It might be that it refers not to absolutely everyone, but just to the mass of mankind, which means young children and other special cases like Jesus and Mary would be excluded without having to be singled out. Excuse me. If not that, then it would mean that everyone without exception is subject to original sin, which is true for a young child, for the unborn, even for Mary. But she, though due to be subject to it, was preserved by God from it and its stain. The Virgin Mary appeared to St. Catherine Laboure in 1830, giving us the miraculous medal. That shows Mary standing in the moon, on the moon and the devil under her feet. St. Augustine said, 354 to 430, since the devil is the head of original sin, this head it was that Mary crushed, for sin never had any entry into her soul of this Blessed Virgin, which was consequently free from all stain. As I kept thinking about this, I just wanted to reach out to God and thank him, even in this place. He has given us so much. I couldn't help thinking of Our Lady of Lourdes. The Virgin Mary appeared to Saint Bernadette Subaru, identifying herself, "I am the Immaculate Conception." I thought of the wonders God has worked at Lourdes, that even today miracles are happening. I understand that several thousand people go to Lourdes, France, every day from around the world, at least before COVID. And it may have picked back up again since now, today. But God promised us signs and wonders through his presence among his church. As I walked into our orderly room, I checked in so they would know I was accounted for. I stopped in talking with the duty personnel, and I was overjoyed from all that I was involved in this night. I could still hear mortar fire in the distance, machine gun fire sporadic, every now and then a real loud explosion, yet it could not dampen my spirit. I dedicated my prayer for those who were in the midst of the fight. In looking back, what a blessing it was to participate in the journey of so many people wanting to become Catholic. Despite the danger we lived, I was consoled with this truth. You belong to God, children, and you have conquered them, for the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Again, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Oh, and how wonderful it is, the Immaculate Conception points to the defeat of the powers of darkness and we are given the rosary.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And this Christmas season, may it be joyous for you and your family and your loved ones. May we come home to our holy Catholic faith if you've been away for a while. So the greatest Christmas present you can give our Lord is that of giving yourself to Jesus as a special gift. He says, I thirst. He thirsts for us.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world, every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, you are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
The shepherd born to the mighty king.
And may the peace of Christ shine upon you. Y'all have a very blessed day. And so we will end today's in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God be with you, and good day.